flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to the first 3.5 hours of the program, including the Boston Celtics back in action tonight. Taking on the Chicago Bulls, they had some time to take a break. NBA Cup, Jones' favorite in-season tournament.
I do enjoy it.
Took place earlier this week, so it'll be Celtics at home taking on a bad Chicago Bulls team.
They are, as we said earlier in the show, I think Terp actually mentioned this yesterday, they are the top two teams in the NBA in terms of three-point attempts. I'm fact-checking myself
on that.
I believe that's right.
Porzingis is questionable.
Yeah, it sounds like, it sounded like they were pretty optimistic he would go, but yeah. I guess questionable listing doesn't guarantee anything.
Nope.
Yeah, Celtics are number one, 51.1, Bulls are two, 43.7 threes per game, so get ready for a lot of threes tonight. We spent a lot of time talking about that this week.
Let it fly.
I didn't kill my wife! I don't...
Grab bag.
The Boston Bruins are in action. We're just talking with Razor about it, but they end their road trip against Edmonton. So 9 o'clock start, not a 10 o'clock start, so that's ideal. Like last night's game, also 9 o'clock. But Connor McDavid, like an opportunity to see Connor McDavid. You don't get to watch him a ton. Last year, obviously, they had a long playoff run, so you got to see him if you wanted to then. But like to Razor's point, he's one of those guys, if you know nothing about hockey or a friend of yours knows nothing about hockey, you just sit down and you're like,
Watch that guy.
That guy's doing it different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That guy looks a lot
smoother. He's pretty fast.
Yeah.
He looks pretty good
out
there.
He's pretty great at it. So,
I don't think it's crazy at all. Maybe some people think it's crazy to ask, is Connor McDavid greater than Wayne Gretzky? And it's similar to me as the Brady Mahomes argument. It's like, well, if their career's over today, no. But is McDavid tracking to be greater than Gretzky? I don't think that's crazy.
Every other player isn't on pace, and you just like dismiss him.
Yeah,
like, no. Now, like Ovechkin, sort of. I was just going to say the same.
Ovechkin could pass Gretzky. Brings it.
I know.
It humanizes it a little bit.
It does because
he felt untouchable.
The stats were silly. Like you could just go up to Hockey Reference and look at the stats and be like, this guy played like other pros.
Yeah. Now
did this against other pros.
Ovechkin still hurt, right? But he was within like 30 goals of passing Gretzky.
Right.
I think it's something like
But like Gretzky also, the stats on Gretzky are insane. Like, wasn't there a year where he had...
Yeah, if you took away his goals, he still would have led the league in points or something like that. Yeah.
Like, so it's just stupid. So obviously Ovechkin's not doing that.
Yeah, it was also no defense, goalies standing on their skates, fire wagon hockey. So, different. Like, the stats are a little juiced, FYI.
Connor McDavid has already won three MVPs. He won the Conn Smythe last year in a losing effort.
Yep.
He's led the league in points five times already in his career.
Gretzky did win nine MVPs.
Yeah. No,
that's pretty good.
McDavid's 28.
And yeah, look, I honestly don't think it's a crazy discussion. I think there's a lot of people who go...
McDavid last year had 100 assists. Yeah. So, like, not 100 points, 100 assists.
If you go to the Wayne Gretzky hockey reference page...
It's hilarious.
It's a lot of black statistics.
A lot of bold points, assists.
So that is a league leader when it's bold. And, yeah, it's there's a lot of bold on that page.
I think it's at least a conversation.
Goals, assists, points...
Yeah,
even strength goals. Who cares about that one? But yeah, there's a lot of stuff. A lot of good stuff.
There's a lot in there.
Yeah.
Keith, better watch out. Jones, better not cry. Lanny, better not pout. We're telling you why. Santa Claus is getting grab bag.
The NFL is adding a game show and a punting contest to its Pro Bowl skills competition in February.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said the Pro Bowl, or the NFL
is
adding a game show and a punting contest to its Pro Bowl skills competition in February.
Everybody who complained about how bad the Pro Bowl used to be, it is worse now. I mean, just the fact that we're doing
these
stupid games.
They're literally playing grab ass.
Just go back to playing no defense and playing a Pro Bowl. Just go back to that.
No, I think what they're doing now is like they're going to quiz players about their teammates. So it's like a real...
Okay.
Like newlywed game.
You quiz Alex Van Pelt on who plays offense on his team. Did you know about Marcus Jones?
I don't know. Of course I did.
Of course I did.
I mean, I didn't then.
I always knew.
I do now. Just call my
name and I'll... Grab bag.
Nolan Arenado, the legendary third baseman, he of the Rockies now with the Cardinals, vetoed a trade to the Houston Astros. Apparently the Astros, preparing for life after Alex Bregman, dialed up a trade with St. Louis, and Arenado used his no-trade clause. Like, I'm not going to Houston. What is this guy doing?
Yeah,
where's he going? It's not like Houston stinks.
You're already... Oh, that's what I was just going to say. You're already kind of out on him, right, Keith? Like,
I am.
Like him because...
Loved him as the player. I just think he's washed. I don't want to rely on him.
Yeah, but... Yeah, what does that say about you? You don't want to go to a team that a year ago went 88-73.
Yeah, but they're getting worse. They traded Kyle Tucker.
Oh, that's true. I love Kyle Tucker.
They're not re-signing guys. Bregman's leaving.
It's not like the Cardinals were miserable. They weren't a playoff team last year, but they were 83-79.
Yeah.
But just, I don't know. I don't like what that says about him.
I don't know. It's like, we don't want you. And he's like, well, I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a no-trade clause or... He's not a 10-5 guy,
it's a little
right?
like...
Can't be. He's not 5 years old.
No, for sure not. It's a little like Omar, but Omar did it in the middle of a playoff run, which is even more embarrassing.
Yeah, no, that
this is at least the offseason.
Grab bag.
This, according to Peter Gammons, legendary baseball guy, Peter Gammons.
Yeah, legendary pocket tweeter.
He also does that. Speaking of tweets, this is one of the more recent tweets from Peter Gammons.
Okay.
Three officials... from other teams in 4 days have claimed Craig Breslow has been the most active GM in trade discussions, two describing his approach as persistence. End tweet.
Two did that?
Two
of the four.
Two of the four described his approach as persistence.
Uh-huh.
So
he's being annoying.
Yes.
Yeah, well, right.
But three officials...
I mean, we give him credit for Crochet. I do give him credit for Crochet, but...
But three officials in 4 days.
Yeah.
That's a busy week.
get something done. Yeah, is persistence a compliment? Nick might be onto something. That might not be a compliment. They might be like, well, he's being persistent.
We've told him, though, like 15 times.
Yeah, it's annoying.
He's
exactly
annoying.
Exactly it, yeah.
There's that great story in the NBA. I forget which GM it was, but he like knew he was getting fired, and the last week on the job, he called every team and asked for their best player. And he like...
Is Jordan available?
Like,
what about Shaq?
Give me Dirk. They're like, we're not trading Dirk. Come on! I really want him!
I need him! I need this!
You're not cut out for this job. Please give me Kobe. Like, we're not trading you Kobe. how much for LeBron? Stop calling.
No, wait, that was a story? I've never heard that.
Yeah, I referenced it a lot, so I need to find out who it was. I don't know if it was an old Cavs GM or something. It was somebody.
Kobe, give me that.
It might have been for LeBron. Remember when LeBron had like no teammates around him?
Yeah.
It might have, like, the guy swung at every player. They're like, stop calling here. You have nothing to trade. It was like how any one of us probably would have dealt with that job. But no, what stands out to me about this is trades. He's still talking about trades. It means they're not going to spend money on anybody.
Good point.
Yeah, Passan didn't have the Red Sox link to Corbin Burns earlier today.
Okay, but ESPN had a list the other day where they did have him attached to signing Bregman. And the Yankees are supposedly out on Bregman. I agree. The Gammons tweet, the real story there isn't just that Breslow's being annoying and persistent. It's that he's focusing on trades because they're not signing anybody. Good point.
Yeah, that's my fear on it right now. So maybe it's the Seattle thing, which I'd be happy with. Like, I'll take that, but yeah, not great.
Grab bag.
Did you see the story that came? So yesterday in the grab bag, we were telling you how Cody Bellinger was traded to the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
You see what people were on, though?
No.
Not that this is maybe the most uncommon thing in the world, but Cody Bellinger's wife is the ex-girlfriend of Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh, no.
Now teammates.
Oh, boy.
Sizing each other up in the locker room.
Gonna be an awkward family room situation.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Something to keep an eye on.
Is Giancarlo spoken for now?
That I couldn't speak to.
I don't. It's Bellinger's wife.
Cody Bellinger's wife, I believe.
Is Giancarlo Stanton's ex.
Yeah.
Whatever
I don't know if that's when he was Mike or if that was a Giancarlo. I don't know. But yeah,
is he spoken for now? Is he a married man, or is he going to look to rekindle things? That'd be my concern.
Well,
Cody,
what stopped him in the past? Let's see.
I searched Giancarlo Stanton wife, and it's all about Cody Bellinger. So
that's bad news for Cody Bellinger.
That's not good for your Google search there. Like, you punch in Cody Bellinger, like on Google search, and you like fill in the rest of it, and
so
it's just all Giancarlo Stanton.
Back in May of 2021, the New York Post asked Giancarlo Stanton how he liked, quote, being one of New York's most eligible bachelors.
Uh-huh.
He said, quote, it's nice, and it also allows me to focus on being the best baseball player I can be. Sure about that?
Yeah, I feel like.
Sure about that? That's why?
Yeah.
I don't know if that
You're
adds
probably,
up.
Probably not.
How is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Grab bag. New Superman trailer today, Jones. After a lot of teasers for the trailer and discussion about when the trailer would be released, this morning, 9 o'clock, Superman trailer. I think I retweeted it at Dork Podcast on Twitter if you have missed it. But James Gunn taking over the DC universe, and this is sort of their first big-time movie. Comes out July of 2025. And it's funny, a lot of people yesterday were complaining because they thought the 30-second like little teaser they gave you looked a lot like a CW show. It didn't really look like a...
like a Smallville.
$300 million. Yeah, it looked like Supergirl or like Arrow. And it didn't look like a $300 million film.
Okay.
The trailer
looked better?
Trailer did, to me, look a little bit better. I've never been a huge Superman fan. But James Gunn does good stuff. He did all the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. So I think this could be really good. But I don't know. TBD.
Twitch chat was discussing it earlier
they
today.
Like it?
Wiggy was asking about it on his way out, as one does.
Yep.
So yeah, okay. It seems like it's got people talking.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
baseball player of the day.
Before you even go, there's already a guess.
It's not Lance Parrish.
It's not Lance Parrish? Okay, there's already a guess by the text line. It's not Lance Parrish. Okay, good.
No, but I like getting in early.
Shoot,
you never know. Sometimes you might be right.
Yeah, get in
at
there.
Some point, they might overlap. All right, I'm going with a pitcher.
Okay.
With a right-handed starting pitcher.
Lanny just pulled the mic in real fast.
No, just prepping.
Okay.
Just prepping. Played for seven clubs in his career.
Okay.
Six clubs. Cardinals.
Twins.
Yankees. Cubs, Padres, Rangers.
One more time.
Cardinals.
Jeff Samardzija?
No.
Oh, good guess.
Kyle Loesch.
No, that is a random baseball player, Billy.
That is a random player.
Nice shot. Cardinals, Twins, Yankees, Cubs, Padres, Rangers.
Brad Radke.
No, good one. gave up a lot of home runs one year.
Yeah, I don't think was he, right, the, he might have been a lefty.
He World Series Baseball 95 for Sega.
Yeah.
He was the he was in the commercial talking about how many home runs he allowed the year before. Yeah. It was a great ad. He was a one-time All-Star.
Okay.
1992 with the Cardinals, where he also finished third in the Cy Young.
1992. Okay.
Made his major league debut in 1986 and retired after the 1998 season.
Who did he make his debut with? Also Cardinals?
The Yankees.
Debuted with the Yankees in the 80s.
Yeah.
Was an All-Star with the Cardinals in 92, retired in 98.
And I believe...
Also played for the Twins.
For like a minute, he was a pitching coach for St. Paul's School while I was there.
Oh, well, here it is.
He's a New Hampshire guy. That's the big... There's a couple of them, actually. But
he's a New Hampshire guy?
He's a New Hampshire guy. One-time All-Star.
Oh,
1992.
I don't know.
He was 16-5 that year with a 2.16 ERA, threw 233 innings.
Sometimes
ready
for
this?
The more hints you get, the worse off you feel. Yes?
Are you ready for this?
It's like
a
fish hook.
Yeah. 233 innings.
Wow.
90.
Hoss of the week? Hoss of next week.
91 strikeouts.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I don't like that ratio.
He wouldn't exactly make you miss. No. But
soft tosser?
Apparently.
I bet he wasn't walking anybody.
Yeah. I don't think he lasted long as our pitching coach, but he was there for a minute.
See, now the New Hampshire thing's thrown me off.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Conquer New Hampshire.
Yeah, I got nothing. I'm looking now. This is a good one.
Both text and Twitch has it.
Jesus.
Bob Tewksbury?
He got it!
Yeah, no, that's
him.
He was here.
Bob Tewksbury.
You say he was at St. Paul's. He was here as like their, yeah. Wasn't he like their mental skills coach or something like
he
that?
He wasn't there very long. I don't know if our pitchers liked him.
Did he bet? Yeah, he pitched with glasses?
He might have.
I think he did.
Yeah. What year was it? Were you there for it?
Didn't scream athlete.
Yeah, were you there for it?
Yeah, yeah.
You were there when he was there?
Yeah, for like a minute. He wasn't like our coach, but he came in and he like worked with some of the pitchers.
I thought this was after you. You were
no,
there.
I was there. Yeah. I was there.
I think the players cared
more. We're like, whatever. We're like, great, Tewksbury's here?
Yeah, no,
whatever.
I don't think the players, from my sources, liked him very much.
No, I could get some of the pitchers on the horn if we could discuss that. Maybe a slow day in the summer, we can have them talk about Tewksbury, the pitching coach.
Yeah, I think he was.
No, but he was a Concord High guy. Like, he was a, or maybe he went to Merrimack Valley, it says here, but he was from Concord.
233, 91 strikeouts. That's not a ratio you want.
Third in the Cy Young, though, that year. He lost out to Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine.
Wow.
Like, what a badass.
Yeah, no one was walking anybody in that trio.
No.
20 walks for Tewksbury.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to walk. He's not going to give you a free pass.
Is he a Tux or a Tewks? I think he was Bob Tewksbury.
Tewksbury.
Not to be confused with Tewksbury.
Tewksbury. Yeah.
Tewksbury.
Nope, Tewks.
No.
Tewks.
Tewksbury. That may have been the most answered one I've ever seen that we did not get. The text line is all over
People
it.
Like that
Twitch
one.
Twitch chat all over it. I was clueless. I wouldn't have got that with a million. I remember him, but I wouldn't have got that
Do
with
you know who the other
many,
stud?
Many more guesses.
There was a couple of other really good New Hampshire pitchers. One was a stud. I'll give it to you now.
Yeah, Chris Carpenter.
Chris Carpenter, okay. Stud.
Yep.
And then he burned hot, and then he was like a one-time All-Star, and then he was out of the league. Jeff Locke. Remember Jeff Locke for
Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh lefty?
Yeah, I do remember
Another
him.
New Hampshire kid.
Did not know he was from New Hampshire, but I do remember him.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Of course, Sam Fold from New Hampshire played against him.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
He wasn't
a pitcher, but guy could smack a baseball around.
Phil Plantier.
Phil Plantier?
New Hampshire? Guy.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a state.
All of a sudden, I mean, you got a lot of good athletes. Brian Wilson?
I'd list
the
all
psycho
the,
pitcher?
Yeah,
the psycho
yeah,
closer,
yeah.
Brian Wilson?
The machine.
The machine? Yeah, we talked about him before.
I'd list all the Vermont athletes. I don't have the time
don't
to list all the Vermonters.
Well, we fight over Carlton Fisk. Wasn't he like born in one, grew up in the other, or something like that? I think Vermont and New Hampshire both claim Carlton Fisk.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Good call. Anyways, that's a random baseball player.
That's
of the
how
day.
You play, folks.
Bob Tewksbury.
Yeah.
Not well liked at St. Paul's School. Well, we've heard. We'll get into our clip du jour and see what WEEI Afternoons has coming up next.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
All right, time now for the clip du jour here on Jones and Keefe. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds great. What's the clip du jour?
Well, it's the clip of the day. And today it is us talking about what Adam Schefter had to say to the fellas in the afternoon yesterday about all this Mike Vrabel stuff.
Very clear, I thought.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
All we can go by with New England is I think the crafts have been pretty clear that they have not been planning a change. They don't want to make a change. They're not looking to make a change. So, you know, it's moot with Mike Vrabel and New England right now, unless it's not. But to me, New England would have to fall apart down the stretch.
I've heard that.
Nick just said in my ear, it's a great take. Does anybody know anything when it comes to what the Patriots are doing? Does anybody have any clues?
There's nothing to see here, unless there's a lot to see here. Would he take the job? I don't know. Is the job available? Maybe. Maybe not.
Unless it isn't.
Could be.
It's moot with Mike Vrabel and New England right now. Unless it's not.
Unless it's not. Thank you, Schefter. Well, that clears it up.
That's why we're asking.
Yeah.
That was the question. Pretty much nailed it there.
You could hear, I believe, from watching the clip on social media, you gave quite a reaction, Andy, in real time when that happened.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the first I've ever heard it. Do you guys remember the famous Chris Mortensen one of these that the Vikings will fire Dennis Green unless they change their minds?
Awesome.
He did that as like a live report on ESPN.
Incredible.
So
Rappaport has gone down that road several times. If you read Rappaport tweets, it's all like he'll be traded or he's going to stay with the team.
You know what this tells me? Schefter thinks they should fire Jerod Mayo.
He's definitely not
saying
they should keep
him. I'm being told they don't have plans to fire him, but I have to at least acknowledge
a reasonable take. I got to use my brain
for a little bit, I got to acknowledge he stinks.
Because he is not saying he's safe. He's going to be back. No. He's going to get year two.
But then
he's
for all the people being like, let's see how these next three games go, it's like, yeah, how do you think they're going to go?
How do you think this one's going to go?
They're the second biggest underdog
of the year. What do you
did
mean,
you guys read the ESPN simulation of the final 3 weeks of the season?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
No. I did not. Not yet. No.
No, what'd it say?
They lose to the Bills 19-8, I believe.
Yeah, good.
So
that's a win.
To me, that's a moral victory.
That's good a cover.
Wait, there's more.
Oh. It
gets better. They go out the next week and blow out the Chargers 45-14.
Oh, I like that.
How's that happening?
45 points.
The New England Patriots.
In one game. Three games.
Yeah. Three games worth of points.
Okay, and then what happens week 18?
Oh, they get blown out by like that similar score, 45-13.
Like 48-12 or something.
You're missing
They score 45 points
against the Chargers.
I don't see that
against
happening.
Anyone. Right, against
air.
You know,
unbelievable.
Yeah. Endicott.
That sounds plausible.
I don't love it.
I don't see why that doesn't sound plausible.
Well,
it's WEI Afternoons coming your way. It's the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can get the perfect gift this year, the 99 Restaurant gift cards. They're the perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 you purchase, you can receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. Our thanks to the 99 Restaurant. What's
There's
going on
my
today?
Answer.
What is it? What?
I just asked you guys.
Oh,
Last minute gift ideas for my wife.
The nines.
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
99.
It's funny that on December 19th, you consider that last minute for Christmas shopping. Because I'm ready to.
You got all the time in the
world.
I'm ready
to white knuckle that thing right down to Christmas Eve.
I'm still leaving the window open if you guys had an idea that involved shipping.
Oh, no.
Because last minute, it's like the 24th.
Yeah,
I'm running around.
Stuff,
forget about that.
Stumble into a gas station on Christmas Eve.
We have a Tommy Curran Thursday. Also, Scal blew us off yesterday. So hopefully he won't do that again today. We'll be talking with Scal at 4:30. And by the way, you were talking about the liquors that you have bad memories.
Yes.
Rumplements. You familiar Rumble, with the Rumplements?
I've never had that. What's that now?
It's like Dr. McGillicuddy's, but it's like 100 proof. I had a roommate in Boulder who just had it in the freezer all the time. And
bad altitude. Forget it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nightmare.
It was rough. Wouldn't recommend it.
Right.
Rumplements.
Unless you really want to get hammered.
All right. Well, you know what?
It is the holiday season.
Sponsorship opportunities available on Jones and Keefe and WEEI Afternoons. Rumplements, if you're out there. Anyway, stay tuned. You got Scal. You got Curran on the program today. Plus, you got Arcan and Hart. Stay tuned. And we'll talk to you tomorrow on a Patriots Friday. That means Keefe's Keys. That means a Friday four-pack. All that good stuff tomorrow right here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.